Chapter 1. How to Remove Red Flags from Your Resume. We are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. Kurt Vonnegut. I know you're chomping at the bit to build a magnificent resume that'll astound the masses and get you a morning slot on the Today Show, or at least a callback from an employer. But before we jump into issues such as formatting, career summary, and whether your resume should be one page or two, we need to make sure your resume is packed with substance, not generic keyword filler. And we need to make sure we deal with any weird red flag issues before they crop up in the creation of your resume. Wait, red flags? What the heck are red flags? They're just what they sound like. Items on a resume that recruiters and HR pros look for that tell them, instantly, a particular candidate is not a good fit for a company. Your resume is a marketing document, in which the product you're selling is you. And to sell you, we need to remove potential obstacles first before digging into the composition of your kick-ass resume. So here are four keys to removing red flags from your job-seeking brand. Red flag removal key number one. Fill experience gaps with something. Anything. This isn't what you want to hear. It wasn't what I wanted to hear when I had to take a few years off from corporate life to care for my sick mom. But big employment gaps, anything longer than 4 to 5 months, is seen as a major, huge red flag by recruiters and hiring professionals. It ain't fair. And there are plenty of uber-qualified candidates that never got a fair shot because of this draconian practice. Maybe it's happened to you. But recruiters don't have time to parse the truth, to dig beyond the surface of your resume to find out who you really are, and what reasons you might have for an employment sabbatical. So if you have a large employment gap because you were laid off or took time off to raise the kids, or decided to follow the Dave Matthews Band around Europe for 3 years, it's vital you deal with the big, smelly, job-seeking elephant in the room.